Shalom, today's daf yomi is Gittin daf mem Gittin 40. And today's daf yomi, Gemara records an opinion by Rabbi Shimon Levi where he says, "Eved sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabo yotzal acheiros." Rabbi Shimon Levi says this astonishing position that if a slave, a Canaanite slave, puts on the tefillin in front of his rebbe, in front of his master, then he goes free. And assuming that the master does not object to it, and the reason is because slaves are exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin, and because it's a time-bound positive commandment, and it's not normally their practice to wear tefillin. And if his master sees that he puts on the tefillin and he's quiet, it implies that he had been freed prior to this. So the Gemara challenges this from a brisa. The brisa says that if the master borrows money from the slave, or if he makes the slave an executor, or if the slave puts on tefillin in front of his master, or if he reads three verses in the synagogue in front of his master, and the master is quiet in all these circumstances, he does not go free, because it's not a proof that he was indeed freed. So how can Rabbi Shua ben Levi says he goes free when we have a brisa that says that he doesn't go free even though he puts on the tefillin? So I'm a Rabbi Rashila. Rabbi Shimon Levi was speaking about a circumstance. If the master put the tefillin on the slave, then that's going to be considered a proof that he was indeed freed. What's the concept of the master putting on tefillin? Tefillin is a recognition that it's a crown, that we're wearing a crown on our heads. So if we wear a crown on our heads, how can you be a slave? So every day when we put the tefillin on, that's an indication that we are crowns. Our master is God. We can't be slave to somebody else. And so therefore, Rabbo Sheniachu tefillin, for sure he goes free, because his master has put the tefillin on him. That's an indication that he's a free man.